spectacular show is brought to you by...
Do you like lobster rolls?
Yeah.
Do you like roller skates and skateboards?
Yeah.
Do you wish you could have them together?
Oh, yeah!
Then look no further. Come on down to Lenny's Lobster Roll, the only seafood restaurant skate park in the world. We've got lots of lobster meat stuffed into a golden brown buttered bun.
Mmm.
I suggest you gulp down about 6 or 7 and then take a few laps around the rink. Nothing like being on skates with a stomach of buttered seafood. Want to hit the half pipe on your skateboard? Well, take some clam chowder in a to-go cup. Don't forget your straw. And every chowder comes with bottomless oyster crackers. Or, if you'd prefer, we've got tender, flaky white cod. Don't get any on your rollerblades. Lenny's Lobster Roll Seafood Restaurant and Skate Park, 123 Boston Harbor Road, Portland, Maine. Heavy seafood on wheels. We ain't that far from the beach.
You gotta go someplace, but you're sick of planes, bikes, cars, and walking around like a tool. Then come on down to Floyd's Flying Carpets, and you'll find a whole new world of transportation. We've got fluttering tapestries, speedy shag carpets, waving welcome mats, and stunning steel wool carpet for going off-road. We've even got swooping toupees for the bald gentleman on the go. We're stocked wall to wall, and at these prices, these rugs will be flying off the shelves. Why waste gas money when you can soar through the skies in style with a flying Persian rug? At just $199. Don't want to break the bank? Well, ditch that motor scooter and elevate your game with an economic and durable winged welcome mat, starting at just $29.99. Beat that school traffic. Get the family-sized nylon roll, and the kids will be so comfy, they'll forget where they're going.
Are we there yet?
Gas is expensive, walking is dumb, and bikes are for wimps. So come on down to Floyd's Flying Carpets, 888880, Flushing Main Street, Flushing Queens. Take the 7 train here, then fly home and laugh at those schmucks delayed at 74th Street, Broadway. Floyd's Flying Carpets. Rugs should be in the sky.
See ya.
This is make-believe police officer Tim Woods of the Navarre, Florida Department of Aviation Observance. Halloween is just around the corner, and we want you to have a spooky and safe time. But every dang year, we receive hundreds of calls regarding bat bites. Bats are dangerous airborne, flying wild animals that use echolocation to target their prey, a.k.a. you. They also spread disease, germs, and commonly carry the rabies virus. So here's a little trick this Halloween season. Treat yourself to a fine pair of bat handling gloves, and then you can catch all the bats you could ever want. No more bare handing it like a cat fisherman without a pole. Please, If you're going to go out and catch bats by hand this Halloween, like a normal person, please be smart. Wear your bat-handling gloves and enjoy your candy bars at home instead of the hospital. You ever seen Old Yeller? Well, that could be you. You want to turn into Dracula? You want to be drinking blood for a living? Then wear those dang gloves, or else you might turn into a vampire with rabies. Then there'll be no stopping you, and the town will burn down, and we'll all have to move just because you was too dang lazy to wear your dang gloves. Thanks a lot, Rabid Dracula. I really liked it here. Well, happy Halloween, folks.
Jar lids too tight? Don't hurt yourself. Call Jar a Jar. We'll open jars of any type. Pickles, preserves, jams, jellies, baby food, and more. Whatever your jar, it's never too far for Jar a Jar. Door-to-door service or bring your jars to us. Plus 30% off if you loosened it up for us. Jar a Jar. No lid is too far. If we can't get it open, there's something wrong with this. What am I, the Jolly Green Giant? Am I supposed to open this? Come on.
Spectacular Show is brought to you by...
Looking for rocks but can't find any good ones? Don't grab some wild rocks from outside. If you need rocks, I got them. I'm Rocky Stone. Come on down to Stones, Rocks, Pebbles, and Boulders and purchase quality domestic rocks for your home. I've got buckets of sand, only $800 each. I've got granite for $42,000 a pound. Beautiful quartz and limestone for only $375,000 an ounce. And use our rocks for anything. Doorstops, makeshift hammers, murder weapons, pet rocks, pieces of a wall if it's crumbling, even rocks to throw at your neighbors. And just in time for Halloween, our rock and roll trick-or-treat and defense system. Next time you leave a bowl of candy on the porch with a sign that says take two, and some little Frankenstein comes along and grabs a fistful, peg that little hoodlum right between the eyes. Some witches egg your front door? Just crush them like beetles with our giant rolling boulders, made in the USA. Next year, I bet they only take two Kit Kats and leave the eggs in the supermarket. Even if you just want to mess with a kid, give him rocks instead of candy. If he's dumb as a rock, he'll eat them. I'm Rocky Stone. For stones, rocks, pebbles, and boulders. You want to obliterate a little rat bastard trick-or-treater? Buy some rocks from me.
Now, folks, as I cartwheel my way to the desk, please listen to our friend Synthbot and rate, like, and subscribe to this podcast. Take it away, Synthbot. From the creators of Things and Stuff, it's It.
What is it?
What is it? You'd better get with it. It can do anything. You can stick it, shove it, kick it, love it. You can stow it, suck it, grow it. Finally, something that does it all. Give it a whirl. Get it on and rub it in and you'll hit it off.
It's amazing. Give me more of it.
You want it? Well, you'd better move it. Get it together, run to the store, and buy it.
I lost it.
You lost it? Well, buy it again.
Found it. It was totally worth it.
Another product? Forget it. It is where it's at.
Do it.
You've got that right, friend. It. It's the best.
Is everything in your life too loud? Does existence hurt your ears? Then come on down to William's Whisper World. It's wonderful. No noise at all. Peace. Calm. Tranquility. We make libraries look like a spring break ecstasy rave. and we take our silence very seriously. Do you have something to say? Well, please, be considerate and take out a gel pen and write that message on an aloe vera tissue. In case of an emergency, please, keep it to yourself. Use some sign language if you must, but please, keep your whooshing arm noises to a minimum. We don't want anyone being disturbed. Last week, I had to give a caterpillar some slippers because his walking was so loud, each step felt like an army of elephants trying to stamp a mouse to death on my chest. Williams Whisper World, 123 Silent Street, Tranquility, Wyoming. Shh! Please keep it down. Noise is the devil.
Calling all ants. Calling all ants. Your queen needs you. Enlist now and do your part to help protect the colony. Be the best ant you can be. Tired of being weak in all six of your knees? Hate the idea of working on a farm or being a carpenter? Well, don't resist. Enlist. Join the ant army. Become an army ant. A colony needs you. Your queen needs you. Plus, sometimes you'll get to hang out with other army ants when they find something delicious, like a wet lollipop or maybe something dead. You'll love it. Join the ant army now and become an army ant.
And now it's time for the spectacular show shout-out. Shout out the dudes who piss on the seat. Amen, you schmuck. Shout out to people driving 50 in the left lane. No. Take your time. I got nowhere to go. Good. Shout out to people who wait until you're at the crescendo of a story to come up and interrupt without acknowledging it. No, go ahead. I wasn't saying anything. Nothing. I wasn't saying nothing. Nah, I got no story. Go ahead. Shout out to people who take their sweet ass time when you're driving or walking behind them, even though they can see you're hoofing it. You saw me coming. You couldn't have waited one extra second. Shout out to people who play their music without headphones on the subway. Hey, no. I love this song, and every song, on every phone. Shout out to all the people next to those people playing Bejeweled. Shout out to the music people who hear Bejeweled, and then they turn their music up so that they can be sure you can hear their music over Bejeweled. Shout out to people who chew with their mouths open so that every single bite sounds like an apatosaurus eating kale salad made out of lemon wedges. What are you, a cartoon? Shout out to people who do nothing to control their kids in public. Yeah, let them go. Do whatever they want. Yeah, go ahead. Let him kick the officer. Let him. Shout out to those kids when they grow up and become criminals, right? And shout out to people specifically in public bathrooms who, despite having every single stall or urinal available at their disposal, they scooch in and plop down right next to you and interrupt this tranquil moment you were having, and they unleash a shit that sounds like the Battle of Helm's Deep. Shout out to you. And shout out to you, the listener, for tuning in to Spectacular Show. Shout out to you.
When I bought my house, it wasn't a home. I had to spruce up the joint. And you know those little holes in the walls where mouses live? Those little holes are the mouses' homes. Nobody wants to live in a dark, empty hole like the one in my husband's head. everybody deserves some light in their lives. That's where I come in. Mindy's Mouse's Houses. We've got everything you need to help your mouses turn their little holes into homes. We've got adorable little matchbook-sized welcome mats, tiny mouse-sized lawn chairs, teeny-weeny mousy lemonade stands, and much, much more. Got a cat that's always trying to kill these little love muffins? We offer protections, too. Why not get your mouses an adorable little mouse house door to slam right in your dumb cat's face? No more scared mouses. Now they're scaredy cats. Or maybe you can hang up some decorative little holiday mouse lights to spread adorable little mouse cheer. Don't forget a little mousy camera to capture those memories. Say cheese! Mindy's Mouse's Houses. www.mindysmouseshouses.geocities.com/org/mouses. Mouses should feel welcome in your home like they do in mine because of me. Mindy's Mouse's Houses. For you and me and your mouse.
Lonely? Just longing for some human contact? Well, I'm Chris, and I run Chris's Cuddle Condo. I'm Cuddler certified in the state of New York. I swear I'm not creepy. Just come to my place alone at night. I'll cuddle you in my basement, whatever way you like. Both arms, one arm, pants on, pants off, in a closet all tied up. Whatever you like, it's up to you. Nothing sexual. I'm not creepy. I just want to provide love and human contact to people who have none. Don't worry, I swear, I won't get turned on at all. And I'll wear thick underwear. I swear, I'm not creepy. So creep on down to Chris's Cuddle Condo. Find me on Facebook. When you get to my parents' house, swing around back and head in the basement door. Don't worry, my parents won't hear. They're old and would sleep through a nuclear attack. They couldn't hear any noise we might make. None. I'm Chris, and I want to cuddle you. I'm not creepy, and I'm not wearing pants.
The following is a public service announcement.
Cats? Cats are Halloween. People try and act like it belongs to pumpkins, or witches, or ghosts, or goblins, but no, none of that is true. You hear me? The truth is, Halloween is cats. Cats is Halloween! My birth name was Allison Catherine First, but now, my legal name is Allie Cat Fur. And I am here to tell you, this year, skip giving kids cavity-causing candy, and instead hand out stray cats to children. They're always nearby and very easy to capture. Trust me. I have 36. I mean, I'm running a little low, but there's more on the way so that no kid will have to go without this Halloween. If you find it difficult to capture a stray cat, I have many extra traps for you to rent. And just think of the look on a kid's face when you drop a screeching cat into their candy bag. Your joy. This year, don't trick a kid into cavities and big dentist bills. Treat them to the soft touch of a screeching cat.
P.U., what is that funk? Is that from your feet?
Yeah.
Say, do all of your houseplants wither and die every time you bust out those bunions?
Uh-huh.
Do your cats bury their faces in the litter box so they won't choke on the stench of your swamp toes?
How did you know?
Are your shoes like moist, decaying coffins?
My neighbors couldn't take it, and they all moved away.
Well, friend, have I got news for you.
You can make my feet smell better?
No, but we can chop them off.
What?
That's right. New from Step On It. It's the patented ankle biter.
It looks like a guillotine for legs.
Don't be silly. Those were usually quick and painless. To begin, simply place your legs into the severing slots on the frame.
I'm not sure I want to do this anymore.
Don't tell me you're getting cold feet now. That part comes later. Next, pull on the lever to activate the leg segmenter.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Our patented design slices through bone like a laser beam through a snow cone.
Oh!
It hurts.
It sure does. No more peeling sneakers off your feet like rotting bananas, friend. No more sneakers, period.
Ah!
I can't stop the bleeding.
And it's reasonably priced at $79.95, so it won't cost you an arm and a... Well, it won't cost you an arm. Don't drag your feet. Act now and put your best foot forward and order the ankle biter now so you can get back on your feet. Figuratively, the ankle biter from Step On It.
Oh!
Happy holidays! A month ago... Listen, do you have leftover holiday candy but don't want to shove it in your face? Then call me, Timmy the Elf of Timmy the Elf's Christmas Candy Repo Depot. We'll get rid of every sort of Christmas candy imaginable. We'll take it all. We specialize in the removal of holiday candies of all types. Chocolates, solid milk chocolate balls, white chocolate truffles, chocolate oranges, chocolate-covered pretzels, chocolate Santas, caramel Santas, marshmallow Santas, ribbon candy, gumdrops, sugar plums, peppermints, peppermint bark, assorted hard candy, gingerbread houses, gingerbread townhouses, gingerbread log cabins, gingerbread condos, gingerbread split levels, gingerbread multi-family residential homes, gingerbread duplexes, gingerbread apartments, gingerbread bungalows, gingerbread tree houses, gingerbread villas, gingerbread mansions, gingerbread castles, gingerbread palaces, gingerbread cottages, gingerbread mobile homes, gingerbread houseboats, gingerbread huts, gingerbread igloos, gingerbread tents, gingerbread caves, fudge candy canes, and more. So if you're sick of all that holiday cheer lingering around and you're ready to commit to the self-denial slash delusion of a new year suddenly bringing you a work ethic you never had in the first place, which will lead you to six-pack abs and the confidence to ask out that woman you've got the hots for whose name you don't know but she smiled at you once at the office and now you spend your night trying to orchestrate a conversation with her but making sure it looks like an accident so it's not creepy or weird, then call me. I'll move that candy for you and maybe you can get sweet on something else. Merry New Year from Timothy the Elf's Christmas Candy Repo Depot.
I'm Penelope and I work at Penelope's Ice Pops. My parents are always making lots of ice pops, but they never eat them, and they didn't eat them for so long, like a long time. So I took the ice pops outside of, I took the ice, ice, house and I sold them for $1.00 to my friend Danny and my friend Twyla. But Twyla dropped hers and Danny ate 3 of them. And then some other kids ate some ice pops too. And I still have some ice pops, so I hope you are gonna buy the rest because they're getting all melted. And I really want dollars to save up for a horse. Please come to my house. I live on Brandy Drive. Come buy my parents' ice pops for $1.00. I'm Penelope for Penelope's ice pops that I stole from my parents that I'm selling for dollars so I can save to buy a horse. Danny, my friend, ate 3 ice pops and then he fell asleep.
Tonight after Spectacular Show, a Channel 2943 News Inside Investigation.
I ate a creamsicle and then I woke up in the bushes.
A local ice pop stand under investigation for spiking their frozen treats.
My son was asleep in the bushes outside and we couldn't find him all day.
The baby bootlegger of Brandy Drive, Penelope, and her ice pops. But where were her parents?
I ate 3 of them and then barfed it up a bunch of some blue juice everywhere.
I'm Gil Hairgel. The Channel 2943 live coverage of this story, The Baby Bootlegger of Brandy Drive, after the show.
It's trick-and-treaty time, so come on down to Jack-O-Lantern's, the only spooky Irish pub in New York City. Gorge on ghoulish Guinness stew, fill up on corpse beef and cabbage, bob for brains in our brandy bucket, and have a pint or two of blood. And maybe have some blood pudding with blood. Or maybe blood sausage with blood. Or maybe have the pint, put it in sausage together. Blood, blood, and blood. And if you're lucky, you may just even get out alive. But not if the leprechauns eat your face first. Jack-o'-lanterns, you'll have a great time. If you're lucky.
Worried about being part of a home invasion, but you've got a record, so guns are out of the question, and you lack the dexterity for nunchucks, and your allergies prevent you from having attack dogs, or attack cats, or attack ferrets? What's a man with a record who's obsessed with self-defense to do? Look, if you can't have guns, or nunchucks, or dogs, or cats, or ferrets, you need to get yourself a killing attack hamster to give them home invaders a good wood chip walloping. These little bloodthirsty thumb bitches will zip around a criminal's head and pull out both eyes like olives from a martini. Remember when you were little and you and your friends had some pretzel sticks and you'd look at your friend and you say, "Hey, look, I'm a beaver." And then you'd crunch, 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 crunch the pretzel stick like a beaver in a cartoon? Well, that's what this little hamster's gonna do to that home invader's wiener. Yummy, yummy, yummy. How's that wiener yours doing? Guess the next house you rob better have a special toilet for peeing out your butthole.
Hey, don't hamsters and the wood chips they normally live in trigger people's allergies too?
Speaking of trigger, that's exactly where all 10 of that home invader's fingers are gonna be. Right on the trigger. That is, until little Nibbler here bites them all off like some shrimp cocktails. Killing attack hamsters. That's what you need. I mean hamsters that kill, not like you killing a hamster. Like you'd stand a chance anyway. I don't officially have an office location or a business license, so how about you just meet me out by old Lily Road Swamp Stacks and I'll trade you some killing attack hamsters for some beer. You're buying, though. I can't go flashing my ID around these parts.
Do you want revenge but need an easy way to get back at someone? Then call Kennethan's Cobra Emporium and let a cobra loose in your enemy's home. Delight in the orgasmic sounds of their screaming. While a poisonous serpent slithers to and fro across their cheap linoleum floor. Rejoice when they flee to the emergency room for an antidote. Plus, while they're gone, it will be quite simple to deposit another one in their mailbox. Or perhaps pack one into their child's school lunch. They'll unquestionably be receiving a call from the school nurse that day. Oh, little Monica isn't faking it this time, Susan.
Kennethan's Cobra Emporium. We have the best and deadliest cobras you could ever need for revenge. And really, if you don't need a cobra for revenge, why bother having any cobras at all? Revenge.
But until then, we love you. We miss you. We really want to kiss you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we'll see you next time. Bye, 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 bye.
Emotional consideration paid for by number two pencils. We're an oppressive monopoly. And by water, it falls from the sky for free. So go buy some. Promotional consideration paid for by blue raspberry. Sure, it looks like antifreeze, but wait, is it antifreeze? I've never tasted antifreeze before. Well, now I have something to do today. Promotional consideration paid for by toenails. Grossing people out since the dawn of man. Ew, gross. Promotional consideration paid for by denial. Six-pack abs next summer. And by constipation. Push it! Promotional consideration is paid for by foil-covered chocolate coins. You want me to eat these? What am I, five? Promotional consideration brought to you by shoplifting. It's just so fun. And by baby carrots. They never cry, but man are they loud. Promotional consideration paid for by the boogeyman. He's real, and your parents were lying.
I'll eat you while you sleep, kids. Happy Halloween.
Promotional consideration paid for by...